DW.
The EU is struggling to limit illegal migration, as we just heard in these reports. Is it possible at all to control all these routes, whether by sea or by land?
Well, the EU is trying that for several years now, and in its own view, it's quite successful. Compared to 2015, at the height of the migration crisis, the numbers of new arrivals are now way down. In 2019, there were only 130,000 persons arriving as so-called irregular migrants. And in 2015, it were eight times as much. So you can see that the numbers are down. Land borders are very tightly controlled right now, but they're not totally closed. But sea borders are more difficult to control. We see a surge now in the Eastern Mediterranean route again this year from Turkey to Greece. But last year, the main route, for example, was the Western Mediterranean route from the Maghrebian states to Spain. So it's always shifting, and it's hard to control. It's not possible to close them entirely.
Compared to the official figures, so what's the real number? I'm sure there are more people coming under the radar.
Yeah, that's true. 130,000 are officially detected as irregular migrants, but of course the number of people who are not detected must be much higher. If you see that there are 600,000 people in Europe applying for asylum for the first time in 2019, there's a huge gap. They must come from somewhere. Germany, there are 160,000 people applying for asylum every year. And Germany has no external EU borders, but still they are coming from somewhere.
Is Germany and is Europe the most popular destination globally, would you say, for illegal migrants?
Well, if you look at the numbers worldwide, migrants tend to stay close to home. They are not all coming to Europe. Many migrants are just in the neighboring countries. And Turkey, for example, or Lebanon or Jordan are keeping much more migrants than actually Europe does. Many Syrians are in Turkey and not in Europe. But of course, Europe is attractive because Europe is wealthy and has a well-maintained asylum system. And the fact is, the likelihood that you can stay in Europe, even if your asylum application is not valid, then you can just stay in Europe and somehow vanish or be in the system.
People who come, like legal migrants, irregular migrants, illegal migrants, refugees, and also asylum seekers, there are many different groups of people. Do you think it's clear enough to people, and we as media are clear enough in explaining what these differences are?
No, if I may say it bluntly, no. They all get mixed up all the time. That makes it very difficult to compare and to see the routes and to see the legality of these groups. An irregular migrant who applies for asylum, for example, is not illegal. Applying for asylum is legal. So he enters in an irregular way, but then he gets legal when he applies for asylum, for example. A Syrian fleeing from war might be a refugee, but a refugee is not an asylum seeker. A refugee is protected under United Nations conventions. The protection is only limited for a certain time. But if you apply for asylum and get asylum, you can stay for your whole life. And there are also Syrians, for example, who were part of the Assad regime. They are not considered as refugees and they will not get asylum. So they then at the end are illegal migrants. So you see, it's very difficult to make the distinctions. And another example, people from Tunisia are not considered as refugees or asylum seekers, but they are still the biggest group right now entering Europe.
Why are so many European countries now very reluctant to take anyone outside legal forms of work migration?
Well, in the last 5 years, the mood has actually shifted. The people of Europe are not welcoming migrants anymore. That is what politicians here in Brussels tell us all the time. So they react to that fact. And if you look at the numbers, only five, six countries in Europe actually are taking in migrants that have to be evacuated from Greece or Italy. The mood has shifted, and there are many loopholes in the system, and people are suspicious against Muslim migrants, of course. If you see the recent terror attacks, the vetting system for migrants is not proper, not swift enough, so the people have the feeling we don't know who's coming.
Excuse me, maybe just to mention that there have been a number of terror attacks in recent weeks in Europe, and some of them at least were actually committed by irregular migrants. The alleged killer in Nice, France, for instance, had just entered via Italy a few weeks before the attacks.
Yeah, that doesn't help, of course. This leads to the fact that people in Europe say, well, why should we take these people in if they bear risk?
In Brussels, they're discussing new rules for migration. What will happen?
Well, the EU is trying for, well, 5-6 years to come up with a new asylum system and tighter rules. And the tendency is to close borders even more tightly, to have more border patrols, to have more patrols on sea. And many, many countries say we don't want to take any migrants at all. It's not only Hungary and Poland. There are many countries like Austria, the Czech Republic, like Slovenia and Slovakia who say, no, we don't take any migrants anymore. So it will be more difficult. It will take another year or two to come to a solution. But the tendency is to fortify the fortress of Europe. DW.